Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I'm your host, Raji Love. Yes, I sure am. Now I'm joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Raji Love.
How are you this day, dear?
I am wonderful this day.
Well, it sounds like the birds are chirping and everything is just nice and bloomy, no raining going on and junk and stuff.
Exactly.
All right, girl. It's like the fall has finally gotten here, child, and it's like, oh, my goodness, what took y'all so damn long, you know? It's summer heat, honey. Been over it a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, hey, it's here now, and that's what matters. Well, girl, let's get this day started the right way, hopefully the right way, yeah, by giving us some very, very, very lovely birthday wishes. And with today, my cousin, Miss Trina Smith, bless her heart. Today is her birthday, blessed be the ties that bind, child. Now, it's like, yeah, she is fortunate enough not to be born the day later, child, like some people are, which I'll have to put it out there. But, you know, it's like, yes, today is her birthday, which we all know is September the 10th. You know what I'm saying? And she shares her birthday with someone other, you know, than a cousin of mine. But he's a very, very, you know, he's a brother of a dear friend of mine, you know. So we, you know, we cool. Bless his heart, bless his heart. His name is Derek Nesby. And yes, now we all know that they're both turning something, but they don't have it on Facebook. So I ain't gonna blast them like that. I'm not gonna blast them like that. Happy birthday to y'all today. But coming up tomorrow, bless her heart. On September 11th, Miss Catrice Catrice Crook Phillip is her name, but we all call her Shell. She's an old and long dear friend of mine. Yes. And bless her heart. Now, you know, it's one of those things to have a birthday on September 11th, and I'm just, you know, taking off for a second. But it's the one thing to have a birthday on September 11th after what actually happened, but it's another thing to be one of those people that actually was living in the city.
Right.
Having the birthday on that day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And she was one of those people.
Hmm.
Yes, her birthday is on September 11th, and she lived in the city of New York. Lived.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She lives there.
What a way. What a way to celebrate your birthday.
I know. The only thing that I can say that's probably a little bit, well, probably just as equally bad, is I remember on that particular day, well, it wasn't on that particular day when it happened, but it was like, you know, it was shown on TV. Because, you know, I'm a fan of The Real World from, you know, back in the day when it was new. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when it was new, I was current with The Real World. And one of their, one of the people that was in the house on that current season, I can't even remember the girl's name, dang it. And I know if I saw, I think it's Lisa. I think that's her name. Or Anissa, that's it. If I said it enough, I was going to get it. Anissa. And her birthday is September 11th also, and she is from New York. She happened to be filming the current season of The Real World, which was not in New York when it was going on. But, of course, now she has that stigma because she's from New York and that was her birthday and is on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it basically played out through the season of what was going on. And it was like that had to be hard to actually, you know, to deal with at the same time. It's on TV now, so it's always in the history of The Real World.
Right.
So it's like, wow, bless her heart, too. But, you know, I just had to, you know, to, I diverge, you know. Digress, sorry, that. Digress. But getting back to birthday wishes now, yes, two very special birthday wishes are coming up for me back to back. You know what I'm saying? My brother, his birthday is coming up on September the 12th. Yes. And he's turning 47 years old. Bless his heart. Yes, he's getting old, child. Bless his heart. He shares his birthday with my cousin, Miss Jaquelle Suzanne. I ain't going to say all of the rest of that mess she got with her name on Facebook. I don't understand why people are loving to put sentences for names. I never understood that. Ain't going to never accept it. Ain't never going to expect it to see. Just keep seeing it like that. It's just crazy to me. But her name is Jaquelle. Suzanne. And she's turning 27 years old. Bless her heart. Girl, when I see those ages, it's like, yeah, I just remember when I do. But, yes, she's also celebrating on September the 12th. And coming up on September the 13th is my sister, which she's not even on Facebook at this point posting it. I don't understand why, but, girl, your birthday is not going to stop happening just because you don't put it on Facebook, just to let you know. But I just say it, Miss Marie, what she is on Facebook, Bryant. Yes, I'm a blast her. That's my sister. I can blast her. She is turning 46 years old. Yes, she is. Bless her heart. Now, that's her birthday, but she shares it also with a dear friend of mine from old school, from that old school, honey, Miss Sherilyn Willis, but she's on Facebook as Lynn Willis. Girl, I don't know if I just put your business out there, girl, but you know what? But she's turning that mild old age of 39 years old. Girl, I did not realize I was that much older than y'all. Birthday would be before yours, but I didn't know it was a whole year. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it is what it is. But bless her heart also. Followed on Wednesday. I told you, girl, I got quite a few birthdays this week, okay? Wednesday, my cousin, Miss Loretta Weber, yes, ma'am. She is turning that nice old age of 55 years old, girl, and don't look a day past 35 to 39, I would say, maybe, I don't know. You know, but you know, hey, it is what it is, girl. You know, in some families, it just don't crack. It really don't. And she looks good, child, so I can see why she's bold enough to put her age out there, girl, because when you don't look at it, don't matter, okay? She shares her birthday with Miss Rachel Adams. Yes, girl, you work with, yes, well, scrappy little girl, child. She probably don't appreciate being called scrappy, but she is. She is. And also followed by Thursday's birthday wishes coming up, Terrence Parker. Yes, another old school friend of mine, basically, you know. Yes. Blessed be. He's older than I am, though, bless his heart, because he was graduating, I think, when I met him. I think he was a senior when I, well, wait, might not have been a senior when I first met him. I think he might have been a junior when I first met him, and then he, you know, he graduated and all that, what have you. Yes, he was just, one of those, what you call it, upperclassmen from when I was in high school. Yes, he was. Bless his heart, he shares his birthday with Mr. Earlton Wright Anderson, and I will ask him about that later. Yes, I will. All right, now. And they ain't going to put no ages on there, so I ain't going to blast them. I'm not going to blast them. That's Thursday, September the 15th, yes. Followed by Friday. Okay, I'm going to leave that one alone for the family member child, yes. But those are my birthday wishes for the week. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday, y'all.
Ooh, girl. Now, how many was that? That was, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 birthday wishes, plus one that I'm going to diverge to you.
Oh, my, you had a lot, Rodula.
Girl, yes, ma'am. This is just, honey, they just like, yeah, they was popping out, girl, left and right. Actually, I had 12 total, because my sister, she ain't even on the list, but I put it in there anyway. But yes, I'm like, all right now, girl. Now let me see what you got.
All right, here we go. On September 12th, birthday for a man that I totally respect. It's my bishop, Bishop Rufus McGee. Happy birthday, Bishop.
All right now.
Also on September the 12th, I have, I think this is your brother. I think you just said it. Mark Bryant?
Yes, that's my brother.
That's your brother. That's also a Facebook friend of mine.
Yeah, and I probably just didn't say his name, though, but I did say my brother.
Yeah, you didn't say his name. But happy birthday, Mark.
Oh. Miss Kiki. Miss Kiki. Oh, Miss Kiki. She must have lost her signal. I told her about dealing with them Sprint phones. See, that's what happens. And junk and stuff. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I guess that's just the way the ball bounces, because that's what happens. But I know she was going to get around to getting to at least her cousin, child. Her cousin, Miss, dang it, girl, how do you pronounce her name? Manessa? Yes. Okay, but on Facebook, she's Duran and Manessa, because that's her husband, yes. Treat, I believe it's how she pronounces that last name, but it's spelled like Treat. So I'm going to just say that. Her birthday is coming up on Friday, also September the 16th. So happy birthday to you, Manessa. Mm-hmm. Now, Miss Kiki, I'm going to see if she's going to actually call in, but I'm guessing she probably don't have the phone with her or the number with her to call in and do it all the right way. But, you know, we're just going to call it what it is, because, yes, the numbers, yeah, they do be changing on us and junk. But, you know, nonetheless, it is what it is. But, you know, moving right along, we got to keep it moving quickly and swiftly and professionally, as she might say. Well, she said quickly and professionally or swiftly and professionally. I don't remember what she said, but she'd be saying it from Derek J, I think his name is. It's not Derek J. Justin. Him. Mm-hmm. Him downstairs. Mm-hmm. You all right now, girl?
Yes. Someone was
up again, girl.
No. Somebody was actually calling in while I was actually trying to do the show, and yeah, I tried to clip them off and send them to voicemail, but I hit the end button instead.
Mm-hmm.
So continue.
You got more. Because you know, I just threw one of them out there for you, just in case you wasn't able to bounce back.
Which one you threw out there?
Miss Duran and Manessa Threat, a.k.a. your cousin.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't got to her yet. Okay. Happy birthday, Manessa. On September 14th, I have my girl from way back, Helen Cox days. Yeah, way back. Miss Kiyoka Lauren.
Ooh.
Her birthday is September 14th, Kiyoka Lauren.
Girl, how you having to manage to know two people with that name?
I know, right?
I'm like, it was odd when I heard the first one, child. I'm like, oh, there's another one?
I actually have four friends named Kiyoka.
Wow.
And I had one named Kiyoka.
Kiyoka I've heard before, too, which is odd, just the same.
And I have one of my friends on Facebook named Kiyoka. How about that one? Okay.
Wow.
On September 15th, my girl, I'm networking at BP. Yes, one of our lovely accountants. All of us accountants used to be in there just chopping it up. But when we left, we really all lost touch and everything. So, Heather, I ain't losing touch with you, baby. I'm throwing you a happy birthday on September 15th. You turn 42. So happy birthday, Heather LeBlanc Savonnet. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Also on September 16th, have Mr. Sean, highly educated Bloomfield. September 16th is his birthday, and that's my birthday wishes for the week.
Okay, well, girl, if he got to announce how highly educated he is, shall it make me wonder? Mm. But that's, you know, that's just me. I'm just saying, if you got to announce it, honey, that means it ain't apparent. Ooh, but anyhow, I don't even know him in throwing shade. Like, see, girl, you know, I'm just missing that dynamic of Miss Mahogany, I'm guessing.
Okay.
But, hey, it is what it is. And speaking of which, you know, we got to shout out our girl, and hopefully we'll be seeing her soon. Well, hearing
yes.
from her. Yes, yes, now here. Okay. Now, one thing that I came across on today, girls, was a little situation that I came across involving none other than Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can call me crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But situations that be happening, I find it, I'm not going to say funny, but I think there's a little bit of a comedic value behind it. And I don't know if you've heard the latest that happened with him, but Drake was actually traveling, you know, doing his little thing on a concert child now. And situations happened to where some things were stolen off of his tour bus.
Mm-hmm.
Totaling over like about $1 million is what I'm hearing. $1 million worth of jewelry, and I'm sure the cash was taken and all that kind of stuff. But in the process of all of that, you know, he decided to basically put his security team on stage, from, apparently. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, well,
but it was funny as producer. And
You would say what?
I said all that stuff was for his producer, right?
I believe so. But my thing is you're going off on your security team, and I'm sure you, you know, yeah, they deserve to, you know, have at least a little spanking. But why are you on stage? Like, that's not something that I think you should be announcing to everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if you got something going on like that, that sounds like something you might really want to keep, you know.
Well, $300,000 worth of jewelry, you shouldn't have went on tour with in the first place. That's all I'm saying.
Well, they have to have their stuff with them sometimes. You know, when they're doing tour, they have to have
stuff for the tour, and save the other stuff for the red carpet. That's all I'm saying.
And again, you know, it still ain't like with Tyrese child going jet skiing child with a damn necklace child that fell into the bottom of the ocean. Now child is going to be right next to that thing that your girl from Titanic had threw into the sea.
Okay.
It's like, yes, that's just money well gone. And it's like, and you spent it all just like that. So my thing is, like, yeah, like you say, I personally, I'm just like, you know, I don't like to travel with stuff that I feel to be that valuable. You know what I'm saying? Because if it is that valuable, I tape and only can bring it out when it's necessary. I'm like, yeah, carrying that much of stuff around on a bus, first of all. It's a tour bus, nonetheless, and you still got a lot of people around you that you trust in a lot with. You know what I'm saying? And personally, I don't know them people.
Right?
I ain't about to start traveling with that much of stuff just lying around. That's almost like just having your social security number and your birth certificate just laying around for everybody to see. It's like, for what? No, it's just unnecessary. It's just too much. You're doing too much, and then you want to chastise your security team and call them out, child. But you know what? That's still your security. Why they're your security now? If you were, if they were replaced before then okay. Because, you know, recording
you, and you're going to go off on.
Exactly. And then on a public stage, you know what I'm saying? It's like, really, nigga? Really?
Mm-hmm.
About to walk past to the back for real. Want to go there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't have to get out there and start telling everybody where that tour bus is.
Mm-hmm.
Come down with a sudden case of or something, you know what I'm saying?
Hmm. Or some people actually be on the bus waiting for you when you get on them and take everything out.
Okay. For real. You don't want to do that.
Including your virginity.
That's talking about a chef while he's preparing your food. Really? No, ma'am.
Right.
No, ma'am. You just don't do that, Drake. Mm-mm.
Not at all.
But yes. One thing that I saw this week, I was like, really? That's one thing I wanted to talk about because it just seems so funny. You're going through all of this stuff, behind stuff that it's not, you know, shouldn't even be there anyway. But, yeah, it just takes me back. It does. Now, girl, and I'm like, you must be standing out by the lakefront or something because I keep hearing those birds.
Actually, I'm close to the, I'm not that far from it.
I'm like, child, it's like, okay, at first they were sounding all chipper, now they sound like angry birds, girl. They're getting mad or something. It's like, really?
It's time to tell everybody to wake up. It's 8:21.
I'm like, yeah, they're kind of late. No, the chickens do it at about 6. Y'all behind.
Right.
See, the chickens wake people up. Y'all just being annoying. That's what you should tell those birds.
Shut up.
Okay. Now, girl, we all know it's still coming close to that time, child. It's literally within about, what, 2 months that we'll be electing our new president, girl. And it's like the campaign trail is still, it still has me kind of on edge a little bit because I keep seeing the polls people putting out there, and I hate every time I turn on my TV, you know, my TV or my computer. And Donald Trump's face keep popping up, you know, every which way but loose. It's like, oh, my God, they're making the whole campaign trail about him to me. And it's like.
Is it making you nervous?
I'm like, have you heard anything about any issues that was really being addressed? Real issues, I mean, real issues.
No.
You know, has anybody said anything about really trying to either continue or better Obamacare? Anybody?
Mm-mm.
Has anybody said anything about trying to really rein in the whole, well, Obama did as much as he could, I think, in his 2 terms, tried to bring those gas prices back down to, you know, at least to the at first it was
the
out
only
of
thing I hear. The only thing I have heard from the Donald is that he just wants to start a nuclear war. That's all I keep hearing from him. And send everybody back to their country. And, you know, and then some fool of fricka.
Yeah, and since y'all already ain't got, so why not vote for me? That's what I keep hearing.
Right. And then, and make our country great, like, you know, we're not good at all, you know, like we trash, and he don't know when I can make it great. And Hillary, I'm hearing a lot of, Donald is stupid. Did y'all hear what Donald said? Donald's stupid. You know, nothing about the actual facts or, and I'm waiting. We have 3 weeks before, 2.5 weeks before the debate. And I think that's going to be a really funny debate, to be honest with you. I think a lot of people will Google Obama's responses.
The first lady.
Yeah, and I think they will. They will also. Hillary will also go back to her old responses because she had some good ones when she debated against Obama. And I think she's going to pull those up. because she spoke really well, but she just wasn't more.
She wasn't ready for the
right.
President.
She wasn't ready for him. Yeah, and she wasn't ready
right.
for him. And
she would have done a lot better. But then, yes, you got somebody that's clearly a lot more organized in thought, I would say, than what
right.
she actually. I mean, she was good. She
mm-hmm.
was just better.
Right.
She was just.
I think if she pulls out her answers from then, she will probably. I mean, anything is better than the Donald. So.
My thing is, all it would take to really salvage this debate that's supposed to be coming up to keep it from becoming a circus is for her to truly keep it. I'm going to say political, but not political in the sense as to say, you know what, you're a politician, you're being a politician kind of stuff like people like to try to say, but
right.
into issues, current issues that are going on that you can actually help better, not by trying to down the president that's in office now, because this man has done a phenomenal job to me, given
correct.
What he was getting, you know?
Yeah, we
given
need to clap
was,
the voices. Yay.
You know, so just stick to the things that you know that really needs to be talked about and addressed, because Donald is not going to do that, I don't think, because he doesn't
well,
know.
I absolutely agree.
He's going to come out there to try to basically discredit you and try to basically make you seem stupid. That's what
right.
he's going to
and
try to
do. And nothing is, what he keeps saying about her is not true. He keeps saying she's not... she's not ready. She doesn't have any qualifications. Well, she has been dealing with the White House for over almost 20 years. So
exactly.
if anybody's not qualified, it will be him. He has never been or dealt with any political views. He has always been a celebrity apprentice and a businessman. So if anybody's not qualified,
he's known he's known a couple of presidents. That's what he's done, you know.
And shaking hands and politicking is not being a politician. See, that's the difference. And, and I don't think he gets that. Well, she has actually dealt with the country's issues. They say, well, you know, as a first lady. Right, and people try to discredit it, saying, well, as a first lady, she just shook hands and kissed babies. But... come on, she had Bill as her husband. Bill was just a shake hands, kiss babies type of president. Well, they needed somebody with a stronger mind, which I think was Hillary. I think he was more of the cunning, you know, president, and trying to make everybody think he's the best in sliced bread.
Mm.
He was Bill.
So,
yeah.
And not to mention the fact that, you know, she was also a senator of New York.
She was a senator. Yes, she was.
So I'm like, when people keep trying to talk about what she don't know and what she don't do and don't do that, I'm like, child, first of all, she got experience. And she's
mm-hmm.
been around longer than anybody has. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So
okay.
it's like, yeah. When you keep trying to say that she doesn't have the experience or she's not ready, my thing is she's been ready for it, I think. To me, I still said...
I don't think it's about... Oh, I'm sorry, Raj, go ahead.
I'm like, I still said, child, from the first time when she ran against the current president, I felt like the country would not respond well to the current president. And a lot of situations, I was completely right. You know, because I'm like, let's look at the changes of events that occurred in the past 8 years about how our own government basically tried to go against the president just for spite. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not to mention the fact of all of the ridicule that he has continually dealt with since he was president. And I'm like, it was exactly the way that I figured it would be. Now, he's still... job given all of that, in which I expected he would.
Right.
I just felt the country to me would have been it would have been a easier transition, at least I felt like it was, if they had actually elected Hillary first.
Mm-hmm.
And that transition, I think, would have led to an easier transition to have the current president running now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I feel like it still should have went, because I feel like we would have been in a much better situation, because a lot of the stuff that was going on that the Republican Party, when they had control of the House and the Senate, and shut the government, actually shut it down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of that stuff would not have.
Right,
so
and
gas
my
price,
whole thing is the country ready for a woman? That's the whole question I ask. Because they see all the crap that has been done. When you have a party that's actually at odds about their presidential elect nominee, the party, the Republican Party, is actually being put as a joke, because they can't agree on the Donald.
And they don't even
split, right, and when you have a split in your party, that's saying that this is not your elected official. And so if y'all can't agree on him, how do we expect the country to agree on him? And but the thing that sticks out to some Republicans is that he is better than a woman. And the whole thing that's going around with the emails and things like that, because I get a lot of Democratic Republican emails, and the emails that's going around is, you know, vote Donald because we don't have another choice. And you do have another choice. All it's telling me is that you want to keep a man in office, and that y'all can't deal with a woman in office. And that's not saying much. And if you can't see her credentials and see what she's about, and all you can see is that she's a woman, then you just set us back another 200 years.
And see, you know, that to me still says a lot about the mentality of people when it's in that realm. And that's another reason why, when it comes to Republican, I don't have a great look on Republican people, because it's like that's the stock in which they're from. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you have a lot of female Republicans, and yet you basically see exactly what it is that they think of you all. You know, it's like a lot of things involving the Republican Party, it just never made sense to me. And it's like to say the stuff that they say and do, the representatives, should I say, note that when they talk about the Republican Party, they never really say GOP unless it's a certain group of people. And that, to me, shows a divide when you say Republican Party and then GOP. You know what I'm saying? Because it seems you're dealing with two different entities. You know? It's like, do you hear the Donald or whoever else that ran for president claiming to be a part of the GOP? They say that they're representing the Republican Party. But they're backed by the GOP, is what they always say. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Like, you're sounding like it's two different types of people. So it's like if you got that kind of divide in your own party, Democratic is Democratic. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There is no being backed by the Democratic Party. No, you are a Democratic representative. That's who you're representing as far as your political party ties. So it's like a lot of the things that go on with the Republican Party, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. They don't even do a great job of explaining it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have this attitude like, well, it makes perfect sense to us, so it should make perfect sense to you. If we need to explain it to you, then you're just stupid kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's like, you don't make any sense. That's the whole point. And if you can't explain it to yourself, then how can you explain it to me to make it make sense? You can't.
You can't, not at all.
Not at all. So it's just like, yeah, I never get it. And then when you actually ask questions about, you know, things of political nature with a Republican, they have that thing that they do where they answer a question with a question kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like, well, if you're going to ask me this, then why that? Then why this? That's not the question. The question is, it's like, okay, what is your stance on something? Well, what is your stance on it? It's like, really? You can't give a concise answer, a concise explanation. Like I said, to me, my biggest thing has always been make it make sense. That's all.
Right.
If you can make it make sense, then I can go with it. I can understand it. It wouldn't even be a discussion or a debate about it because it makes sense. Even if
mm-hmm.
I agree, at least I can say, well, I can understand, you know, your perspective. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have to agree with it to actually understand it. But
right.
if you can't even make it make sense, then it's like it's really redundant as to why, you know, why would I need to agree with this? What is the purpose of it? Is there even a purpose? No.
Hmm.
Republican parties, there's just no purpose to a lot of the stuff that they say and do that they can explain, should I say. Because I know a lot of stuff that goes on with these political parties, I feel, are behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They can say a lot in public just to, you know, to keep whatever that they put public on record. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of the stuff they really, truly, really, truly feel, they stay behind closed doors. Because they
mm-hmm.
know that if it was public, it would not shine bright for them.
Right.
So, again, that's why I don't trust. I don't trust it no further than I can see it. I just leave it be. And it's like I just pray that people start really being educated with what they decide to do instead of just going with rhetoric. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And being fueled by, I'm going to say, your hate and negativity for the opposing views. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that's what I get a lot of. Should I say, from a Republican person that I've actually encountered. It's like I've had conversations with some of them, and when you try to really discuss issues with them, they never can give a concise answer as to what it is that they truly believe and why they're truly backing these particular people. Now, when I say that, okay, I know who I'm voting for, I was very, very, very pleased that it was Barack Obama, you know, running.
Hmm.
And I still gave the reasons why I believe I would have voted for Hillary, because I was truly pulling for her, but she just wasn't, you know, she wasn't able to really compare to the president that we have now. So I'm
mm-hmm.
like, it is what it is. But issues that they were actually debating about, the way that they were looking to go about actually, I'm not going to say eradicating, because a lot of stuff that you just can't get rid of like right then and there, but at least working towards eradicating, they actually gave concise, you know, points and perspectives as to how they were going to do it or look to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it made sense. I have yet to hear any kind of thing like that from a Republican Party. Bush just didn't do it. Mm-mm. He just literally, to me, like, and I say to this day, he literally cheated his way into the White House. I believe that wholeheartedly. So it was never a real reason to give or a real concise thing for him to have to explain itself, because essentially he was going to have it anyway. You know, so it really didn't
mm-hmm.
make no sense for him. And then, of course, since him, who else were they having running for that particular party? Yeah, McCain, Grandpa. Who else was the one? Romney and the other one that was running with him, his running mate. I can't remember his name either, but yeah, him, Brian Paul, whatever it is, yeah, him. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. And then they thought that, okay, if they get a black man to actually go in for the bid, which the black man that they got to go in for the bid, Carson, on paper, you know, viable maybe, but in reality, he fell victim, I'm going to say, to the whole Republican way of doing things. It's like, instead of coming out with real political issue and strategy to eradicate an issue, they go in for attack. They try to discredit. No, and to me, and that's the thing that really just kind of, it just make me look at you side-eyed when I hear you talking. Because it's like, if you're going to try to discredit somebody, that means they must have done something that was credible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they must have said something that was credible. And if you're trying to discredit them, and that's where you spend all of your political money to do that, you're wasting your own time to me. The Democratic Party does not truly do that, but I see Hillary doing that at this point because of what Donald is doing. And I'm like, my thing is, girl, you need to stick with what you know. You know what I'm saying? Everybody already know how retarded Donald Trump is. We see it every time he's open his mouth. We see it. Let him destroy his campaign. You don't have to discredit him. Right. Do what you know.
He does it by himself.
Exactly. I'm like, if she sticks with what the hell she knows, which is the political realm of everything, and knowing how to get shit done, and knowing the issues that she needs to really address and keep on her forefront, do that, and it would make a lot more sense for people to vote for you. Because we know, you know what to do. You just got to be able to convey that. It's always been her biggest issue, being able to convey shit.
Exactly. Like, she goes around the corner. She goes around the corner and back instead of just answering the just bringing out the actual issues. And even with her whole scandal with the email thing, she wasn't wrong. She agreed to her what she thought was not confidential emails, and, you know, of course, they combed it and combed it and combed it and really didn't find anything. But she didn't stick to her guns. It was like she went around about ways of saying, you know, she went around about ways instead of just saying, you know what, I didn't do it.
Exactly.
They're doing the investigation, let them do the investigation. I didn't do it. But instead, she came around the corner. Yeah, she went around the corner and back, and it made people just look at her side-eye. But with that, she is emotional, and she cares about what she does, and she wanted to represent the president as best as she could, so she didn't want to say, you know what, just look and leave it alone. I didn't do it. She wanted to explain herself, but when she explained herself, she explained herself around in about ways. And it just made people look at her differently. And I think if she just sticks to what it is, head on, that's what I like about President Obama. Regardless if you like his answer or not, he's going to stick with the facts. He's going to give you the answer. And he always say, no, he makes it sound pretty or whatever. Just because you're uneducated and he speaks, he'll tell you in the political way, and then he'll tell you in plain English.
Right. Exactly.
So it's not that he's making it sound pretty. He's just explaining it to the idiots that don't know.
Exactly.
And so with her, though, she's not doing that. She's trying to explain different things surrounding the issue and then, you know, leaving it like that instead of just answering the issue and not explaining why it's like that.
Yep. And on that note, we'll be back here tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, 8 o'clock my time. No, y'all time, sorry, 9 o'clock my time. I'm Raji Love. It's Kiki Chow. So Be with us tomorrow, honey. All right.